Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We finished the chapter on the obligation of fasting in the month of Ramadan, also the virtues, the merits of fasting and all those that, things that are related to it. Today we start a new chapter. Babul Judi wa fi'lil ma'rufi wal ikthari min al khair fi shahri Ramadan wa ziyadati min dhalika fil ashr al awakhir. والزيادة من ذلك في العشر الأواخر منه. The chapter on generosity and doing good and virtuous actions in the month of Ramadan, and increasing in good in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان حين يلقاه جبريل وكان جبريل يلقاه في كل ليلة من رمضان فيدارسه القرآن فرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين يلقاه جبريل أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most generous of people, and he was most generous in the month of Ramadan. So the first part of the hadith, Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, who was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of people. So first point is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of all people. And second point, he was the most generous in the month of Ramadan when Jibreel alayhi salam would meet him. Jibreel alayhi salam used to meet him every night of Ramadan and study the Quran with him. When he would meet Jibreel alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to be more generous with good deeds than the blowing of the wind. Here the expression is used, ar-rih al-mursala, is refers to a wind that is blowing. You find a wind that is blowing, everybody benefits from the wind. When the wind is blowing, everyone, you'll find that it won't miss out. This person is a wealthy person, I'll give him, that person is a poor person, we'll leave him out. This person is this type of person, we'll give him. That person is coming from a different language, we'll leave him out. The blowing wind, everybody gets it. The rich gets it, the poor gets it, the wealthy get it, affluent get it, influential get it. Everyone gets that breeze, that wind that is coming, everyone gets it. So this is likened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even more generous than that wind. That wind doesn't say there's a building here, okay, I won't hit the building, we're going to waste something. It hits the building also, it hits the tree also. It hits the cars also, everyone. In other words, there's no holding back as far as the generosity of the breeze and the wind hitting things. Everything benefits from that breeze, that wind that is coming. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was even more generous than that. So this shows what type of generosity Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. So many examples are found in the books of Ahadith. However, in the month of Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity knew no bounds. There are many examples of the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, in the month of Ramadan, his generosity knew no bounds. One of the reasons for this is that the blessedness of Ramadan encourages one to do noble deeds. Secondly, as angels have no desire for worldly wealth, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's increased interaction with Jibreel alayhi salam in the month of Ramadan influenced him to spend more in charity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity is compared to a strong wind because of this similarity in the intensity, in the continuity, and a general benefit as we explained just now. So what points we take from here is one should honor the month of Ramadan by excessively spending in charity and by reciting Quran Sharif. Two things I mentioned about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith about his generosity and his Quran Sharif. So therefore, apart from the other things we do in the month of Ramadan, we should increase in Quran Sharif and increase in our generosity. Jibreel alayhi salam's regular visits in the month of Ramadan brought about abundant goodness and blessings. Frequent recitation of the Quran Sharif draws goodness and encourages one towards virtuous actions. The night of Ramadan are superior to its days. One of the points that we mentioned here is that a person reciting a lot of Quran Sharif in the month of Ramadan, the only way we can get that is, as I explained, we start getting into habit of reading Quran from now. Let the thing catch. When Quran catches, then it becomes very, very easy to continue with it. But until and unless it doesn't catch, we can't only start trying to get it to catch in the month of Ramadan. Here this catch means it becomes part of a person's routine, part of a person's life. Some people, they read so much of Quran Sharif, so much of Quran Sharif, it has caught on to the system so much that when they have to go into the toilet, they have to actually hold their tongue so that they don't mistakenly read Quran Sharif in the toilet also. So Allah Ta'ala give us also that tawfiq, where Quran becomes part of our lives. Maybe we won't reach that point, but at least we'll reach a point where a man feels uncomfortable, like how I haven't eaten my supper or haven't had my tea for the day, I don't feel comfortable. The day I don't read my Quran Sharif, I must also feel like that, uncomfortable. My day mustn't go. I mustn't be able to pass the day so long as I don't finish my Quran Sharif. One more last hadith to complete this chapter. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha dakhala al-ashr, ahya al-layl, wa iqadha ahlahu, wa shadda al-mi'zar, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that when the last 10 nights of Ramadan commenced, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend the night in worship. He would wake up his family and he would fasten his lower garment. Here we explain this. Three things I mentioned here. One is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would spend the night in worship. Number two is he would wake up his family. Other hadith we come to know that the rest of the year, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indirectly would encourage them, but he would not wake them up for tahajjud, salat, etc. They would be encouraged, but not woken up. In the month of Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake them up, wake up his family. And the third part of the hadith, وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fasten his loving cloth or his lower garment, means that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would increase the intensity of his worship in this last 10 nights of Ramadan, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not engage in any type of relationship with his Mubarak wives in these last 10 nights of Ramadan. In other words, he would give that extra dedication, extra worship for the last 10 nights of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. The month of Ramadan is coming and we are doing now these chapters on Ramadan. So therefore we should try and keep it and take it to heart, so that psychologically also we can prepare before this month of Ramadan comes and try and keep ourselves free of any type of sin. As I explained, that when a person keeps himself free from sin, then you'll find that the Ramadan also goes very, very easy. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.